Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Emery Dunaway, Jody Ambrosio is here. And so last night, you actually, I'd forgotten about it, but you got to watch part of the debate.
I watched it online on my little smartphone while waiting for the Yankee game to start, the Republican debate down at Sacred Heart University. And our friend Mark Pazniokas from the Connecticut Mirror was part of the panel. Paz, how are you?
I'm fine.
How'd you stay awake? Seriously, that was the most sleep-inducing 45 minutes. I had no problem falling asleep after watching that.
I will admit that those of us on the panel were a little surprised at the change in behavior. These guys have been cutting each other up pretty well.
Yeah.
There were two ways to look at it, or three ways. One, our questions didn't generate anything, but I think we certainly gave them room to engage.
Absolutely.
Perhaps it was the influence of being in a Jesuit university, but probably more likely is the fact that they all have tracking polling that may have picked up that there's a price to be paid for all
killing each other. Yeah.
Negative shots, and they're trying to end on a higher note. There's one final debate among the five Wednesday on Channel 3. We'll see if they continue on their best behavior.
Yeah, our Angela Dias, by the way, will be on that with Dennis House.
So. Excellent. But part of the thing is, and Joe and I have talked about this, and I think we've talked to you about this, you know, particularly Stemmerman and Stanislavski, they apparently are just on each other. I mean, you know, and so I wonder if that just Bob Stefanowski, I wonder if that hurts. I mean, you know, the fact is you're given if you get through and if you win the primary, heck, the opposition's ads are already done for them.
Yes, and we certainly saw that in 2010. Some of the ads that Republicans ran against Tom Foley in the primary were essentially used again by Dan Malloy in the general election. Negative ads and being aggressively critical in a crowded primary are especially dangerous. You know, when it's a two-way race, right, the voters look at it. And if you're scuffing up the other guy, you probably benefit. But when there's five of you and two of them are really hammering each other, you know, you may decide you don't like either of those guys.
And I'm just not going to show up.
And you have a choice of three others. You know, Mark Boughton has been pretty much keeping his head down. He's the endorsed candidate. And I think his strategy seems to be, you know, stay out of the crossfire and then pop up at the end and say, remember me? I want to be your governor.
Mark Pazniokas is here with us from ctmirror.org. The fact of the matter is, are any of those guys on that panel, and Joe, maybe you can answer this, was there anybody on that panel that you thought aroused passion in their followers?
I'd say no.
I'd say Herbst is probably the closest.
You know, Herbst has been interesting this cycle. His reputation has been that he has a temper and he's got a mean streak. This cycle, he has been very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly has a plan as to where he is looking for votes. And again, in a five-way primary, 25,000, 30,000 votes or so is going to get you the nomination. And Herbst, you know, I think Herbst has had a very well-defined game plan. I mean, he's looking at conservatives in Eastern Connecticut. He has, you know, wrapped himself in the flag in the story of that woman who
had him
the knee. He's reached out to gun owners. He has pretty much owned the more conservative part of the electorate. That's been his game plan. He tends to be a little bit more quotable than some of these guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Does Upsetnik own a tie?
I'm sorry, what?
Does Upsetnik own a tie?
I've never seen.
He's like Mike Brade, Notre Dame basketball coach. Never seen either of them with a tie.
And did you guys send? Go ahead.
I've seen him sit Nick Wertheim once, and I almost
didn't recognize
last night without a tie just to have fun with him, but then decided that would be inappropriate.
By the way, did you send a memo out and say everybody wears a gray suit? I mean, it was hard to tell these guys apart. The way that something could stand out was not having a tie.
Well, there's that, you know, and Stemmerman and Stefanski, even though they've had the most advertising by far, people still get them mixed up. They're both relatively new to the stage.
I just did.
You know, the STE. I've had people at the Capitol confuse them when they're talking to me.
Right.
And these are people who presumably follow things a little bit more closely than the average voter.
Well, Paz, we're a week away, so there we go, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thanks, Paz.
Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, one of my favorite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.